For decades, public schools across North Texas have undergone demographic changes, from integration to immigration and competition from charter schools. Tomorrow, KERA launches a new American graduate series exploring these changes. It's called Race, Poverty, and the Changing Face of Schools. KERA has spent months reporting on life at four high schools, Kimball in Dallas, O.D. Wyatt in Fort Worth, Duncanville High, and Liberty in Frisco. Education reporters Bill Zeeble and Stella Chavez gave Eric Austin a preview.
Now, these schools are all across the metro, but they have at least one thing in common. They've experienced dramatic demographic changes. So does this change how schools interact with the communities around them? I'm interested in the school/neighborhood relationship.
At Liberty, what's interesting there is that they do have a parent group that includes parents who are Muslim. But what I've also noticed is that there are people in the community who've been reaching out to the school. So it's kind of the opposite. The Islamic Center in Frisco, for example, recently hosted a open house, essentially gave a tour of the mosque to the school district. And it was an opportunity for people in the school district to ask questions about the Muslim community, but also for the Muslim community to answer questions about concerns that Muslim students may have today, especially in the current political climate.
Duncanville has taken its championship girls basketball team, and the town has called itself the City of Champions. So they've embraced what the school has managed to accomplish through decades and through all the demographic changes. I hear white folks, black folks, Hispanic folks, and others proud of that. They seem to embrace it.
At O.D. Wyatt, I think the biggest thing is that they're really trying to develop partnerships with people in the community. And you see that at various events. They make a big effort to include these different organizations, these different leaders. And one of the reasons for that is by doing that, they can reach these diverse groups in their school and also reach the parents.
So why should schools tackle these demographic changes or even address them? I'm wondering what's at stake.
Looking at Kimball, the teachers there, the coaches there are worried about school pride. A lot of folks I talked to had graduated from that school and said, even though the school might have been struggling academically, we all had school pride. Those teaching there now are worried that's gone away. So in part, they want to restore student pride in their own school. They want the kids to take pride in the school again because they believe that that gets a kid halfway through. They care about it. They want to graduate from that school. It's similar at Duncanville. They're trying to capitalize on the girls' basketball team, but also citing other academic features of the school where there have been academic successes. And when you've got a school of 4,000 kids, they can cite not just the basketball team, they can cite the extracurricular band. They can cite other aspects of the school to say, here's a reason why you can internalize this and take it personally so that you not only graduate from this school, but that you excel.
If you don't take into consideration the diversity within your school, then you might miss out on the fact that, you know, for example, your Muslim students need to take time out during the day to pray. So they might end up skipping class because they need to find a quiet place to do that. At O.D. Wyatt, if you don't understand that the parents who have brought their children here from, say, some far-flung country, that parent may not have a good understanding of how the school system here works. And if a school doesn't take all of these things into consideration, then ultimately it's the child or the student who could end up failing or who could end up suffering.
Stella Chavez and Bill Zeeble, thanks so much.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.